Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Nun Dalid. We're holding five lines from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Beis. We've been talking the last few days about the din of Maaser Sheni, that if a person is mechalel his Maaser Sheni onto money, and he takes that money up to Yerushalayim, that he also has to add a chamishisa yosef olav. He has to add a choymish. Shaila is, how do you measure a chomish? Chomish, of course, literally means a fifth. But as we'll see in the Gemara, it's a shaila whether it's chomish melegab or chomish belebah. And this shaila doesn't only come up legabi hilchas maaser sheni, but also legabi other halachas as well. And as you'll see, Mitchum, as we go through today's daf, the din of adding a chomish applies in several different circumstances. For instance, an izor who eats truma b'shoigig, or we had yesterday, it's Bikurim B'Shoigig, he has to add a Choymish. And similarly, if a person is Makdish, one of his Chafetzim or Karka, and then after that the Gizbar says, would you like to have it back? Sure, I'd like to have it back. Well, you got to be pointed, you have to pay the money. No problem. If you yourself is the original Balabus that was Makdish, then you have to add a Choymish. So we're going to have a Choymish in a number of different circumstances. So in the meantime, we want to ask the din of chomish. Is that a chomish melegav or chomish meleba? And the Gemara explains what does that mean. Amar avinu toshima. Okay, so before we continue into the Gemara, let's give a very simple example. Take Rashi's example. A person has, for instance, 20 zuz worth of maaser sheni, and he has to go and be mechalel it now on 20 zuz. However, the Torah says you have to add a choymish. So how much do you have to add to 20? So we all know a fifth of 20 would be 4. So the choymish, you have to go and take up 24 zuz to Yerushalayim. That's if you hold milagav. If you hold milabar, that means that you look at the total after you've already added the choymish. So instead of 20 plus 4, take 20 plus 5. You have 25 altogether. And now the choymish is 20% of the 25, right? A chomish is 1/5 of the 25. So the shal is, when the Torah says you add a chomish, do you look at the initial keren and you mount moist of a chomish? In our case, it would be you add 4 to the 20. Or are you talking about a situation where you figure out the chomish after you've already added the chomish to the keren, and now you take your percentage, and therefore you add 5 to 20 is 25. 5 out of 25 is a chaymish. So Omer Avinu Toshima. Let's be poishit. Poishit from a very simple Mishnah in Masechtas Erchin. Habalim Uimim bi'esrim uchal odam bi'esrim. You talk about a situation again where somebody was makdish a chayfit. He was makdish, let's say, a chair, a table, a bottle of seltzer, whatever he was makdish, it makes no difference. And now the gizbar says to him, before I go and be mechalit or ask someone whoever wants to go and buy it, I'm asking you, the balabas, would you like to go and buy it back? And the person says, yes. Okay, so we have now a mini auction. What's the auction? A balam imam bi esrim. The balam say, we're prepared to go and pay for this item 20. Chol odam bi esrim. And you have other competitors who say that they're also willing to pay 20. Then the Balaam koidman. Then the Balaam get a din kedima, not because they were the original Balaam, but Pashat Nation we see for Choymish. And therefore, even though everybody else is 20 and the Balaam say 20, he has to pay 20, but he has to pay the surcharge of the Choymish, which means he would have to pay 25 or 24. But we'll see momentarily that's always going to be 5. Okay, so Balaam Koyim Neshem Oisiv Chaymish. So Omar Echad, Hari Yolai Bi Esrim Bi Echad. What happens if somebody is willing to outbid the Balaam? Balaam said 20, and the other person said, I'll pay you 21. Habalim Noistim Esrim Vishesh. They have to go and give 26. Why do they have to give 26? Because they originally said 20. And now they have to be Moisiv Chaymish, that would be 25. However, The Chazal are not going to allow someone to the Balaam to go and pay less on the Keren than the competitor. Since there's somebody out there that believes that this item is worth 21, then the Balaam has to pay a minimum of 21 plus the 5. That's 26 altogether. Let's look at the top Rashi. Habala noisten al korchon esr v'shesh. Why? She efshe losis lezer bi'echad v'esrim, she nimtze hegdish nifsad v'chamish eslayim. You can't go and give it to the competitor who's saying, I'm going to give 21, because then hegdish is going to lose out. Why will it lose out? Because the original owner has to go and pay at least 25. That's why there's another girsa on the side instead of b'chamish eslayim, nimtze hegdish nifsad v'arba eslayim. Because remember, the original owner said 20. He has to add 5, is 25. So now, if somebody else is willing to go and give 21, the Gizbar cannot accept that bid of 21, because he's going to lose out 4 Saloyim, because the Balaam would have to pay 25. You can't go and say, well, since somebody else said 21, let the Balaam just pay 25. No, the Balaam cannot pay less amount of the Karen than someone else is willing to pay. If somebody's willing to pay 21, that tells you that the market price is 21. If it's 21, how can you allow the Balaam to go and take it for 20 plus the surcharge of 5? Hilkach noisin kol echad, Hilkach noisin chof aleph the Karen. He has to pay 21 for the Karen, meaning that he has to meet his competitor who said 21, he has to pay 21. And he has to add chamisha letoisef is choymesh. And then Rashi points out, as the Gemara will point out in another few lines, Val iluya sholzeh, shehele bedom of sela, ein moisef choymesh. In other words, Rashi is asking, why does he only pay 26? Maybe he should pay 26 and a fifth, or 26 and a quarter, because the other person is saying 21. Not only do I have to go and beat out his bid by giving 21, but maybe I should go and give 21 plus 5, and on the 21 of the other fellow, I should have to go pay the choymish on that one. So it should be 26 and abyssalit. So Rashi, no such requirement. Hallelujah, Shalzeh, finishing off the Rashi, Shehela bedom of Sela, that the other person pushed up the price, Sela, ein moisef choymish el al keren sheshama, who? He only has to add a choymish to his own bid. His own bid was 20. You have to add 5, 25. But you don't have to go and add a choymish on the other person's bid. Okay, anyway, so once again, somebody else said 21 about Moisin Esra Meshesh. Somebody else says Esra Meshnaim 22. We're back in the Gemara top line. Someone says 22. Abala Noisin Esra Meshav. He has to give 27. Be Esra Meshav. Somebody else said 23. Abala Noisin.
I understand, but then because we have a home, he's going to be incentivized. And whether someone else bids 20, he did 21, but he doesn't really 26 and the fifth. Why? I don't understand. You're not helping and this because you're incentivizing them. You have to pay more. And then maybe the right price would be 23.
So let's talk about the 23. Somebody else said that the price, he's willing to pay 23. And this original fellow, the owner, said, I'm willing to go and pay 20. Since 20 means automatically 25, because he has to ask the surcharge. So normally I would say, well, 25 is more than 23. Let him get it for 25. However, Rashi told us an additional clue that the Gizbar is not allowed to go and sell it to the original Balaam for an amount of Karen which is less than the amount of the competitor. And since the competitor is willing to give 23, then he has to give 23. Now, but in addition to the 23, he still has to give the surcharge. So he has to give 28. So I might have thought he should give a surcharge not only on his own 20 and add 5, maybe you have to give a surcharge on the other guy's 23. And therefore you'd have to go and add 5 plus 3/5 or 3/4. Depending when you go Milabar, Milagab. So therefore, you should have to give more than 28. So Rashi told us, no, that the din of adding the surcharge of the Chaymish is only on your own bid, not on the competitor's bid. You do have to meet the other guy's bid, because it wouldn't be fair to go and sell it to someone who is offering, meaning the Balaam, who are offering less than the competitor. The other competitor is willing to give 23. Balaam, I can't sell it to you for 20. I have to sell it to you also for 23. Oh, but you have to be Moshe Mechaimish. 23 plus 5 is 28.
But won't he not want to outbid? If he has to end up paying 23 and a fifth,
who's
not, maybe won't bid.
Slowly. The whole din of choynish only applies to the Balaam. It doesn't apply to anybody else.
Right, the Balaam.
Right, so the Balaam, since they originally say 20, they have to give 20 plus 5. That's 25.
Right.
Since somebody else said 21, they have to give 20 plus 5 plus 1. Because of that rule that you can't go and sell it for less keren than somebody else is willing to bid. So now he pays 20 plus 5 plus 1. Somebody else is willing to say 22, he has to give 20 plus 5 plus 2. Somebody else says 23, 20 plus 5 plus 3. Until we get to 25, which we'll see in another moment, Tamir Tisham. Has that helped you, Brother Shai? Everything okay?
Yes, but I still think that it's not so smart for him to accept that. I would have said, if he offers 20, his point is really 25, and if somebody's offering 23, mm-hmm. That's 23 only. So he's not, if he has to keep matching and adding another 3, he has to add to his bid of, if I'm understanding correctly, he has to add 3 to his original bid of 20. And he's going to be possibly disincentivized. He's going to have to be paying 28 and whatever, 3/5.
I hope
Shai,
that...
Shai, the difference is this, Shai.
Yeah.
Chomish is on the Gavra. That's yeah. The bit on the Chesra. Think of it
I understand that. I understand what you're saying. You'd say that whether it's going to work out well for the Beit HaMikdash, that's what I'm asking. The guy's going to be disincentivized.
It'll work out beautifully for the Beis HaMikdash because he originally was going to pay 20 plus 5, 25. Since he's a competitor, he has to pay now 27, 28, 29. It's constantly going up.
But he won't do it. But he won't do that. That's what I'm saying. Could have if it's actually, I would say just take the highest bid with the bid.
Yeah.
But anyway.
If you and I would do that, the Gemara tells us that's not the way they calculate it. And presumably anybody that is being maktish and afterwards would be poida, he finds out the rules and regulations and the limitations and restrictions in advance, so he knows that what his bid means. That when you're paying 20, you have to add the tax of that additional 5. And if somebody else says 21 or 22, you're going to have to match the other person, still add your tax, your surcharge of the 5. Getting back to Agamara. So you have Esrim B'Arba, Habal Nusen Esrim B'Teisha. He has to pay 24 plus the 5, 29. Esrim B'Chamesh, Habal Nusen Shloishim. That's the highest amount. The Mishnah in Erechin adds and continues on. That if the other person says 26, he's the winner. Why? Because 26 obviously is more than 25. Rashi points out that the Gemara in Erechin asks, why do the Balaam have to go and pay 30? Let them say, Bo acher osa gavra b'charikoi. Osa gavra b'charikoi means that somebody else took over my position. Meaning, had I been the only bidder, I would have to pay 20 plus 5 is 25. Somebody else is willing to pay 25, Gesundheit, let him take it. You're not losing anything, Gizbar. In the case of the 24, since I said 20, and you have to add 5, it's 25, then by definition, 25 is more than 24, the owner is going to win it. But because of that other rule, that you cannot go and sell it for less keren than somebody else is willing to pay, so you have to add 4 as well, so it's 29. That I understand. But once you hit 25, let the Balaam say, okay, Gesundheit, let the other guy take it for 25. He's now matching my bid, and I'm off the hook. So you might ask that, and Erchin Arachi says, look up the answer over there. So getting back to our Gemara, now why don't we constantly add also Choymish on the other guy's bid on the additional 1, 2, 3, 4? So like Rashi said, you're only Moisef Choymish on your bid, but not on the other guy's bid. Anyway, all of that is fascinating. What does it have to do with us? Why does the Mishnah constantly say you add 5, you add 5, you add 5? L'chor, you should add 4, you should add 4, you should add 4. Because Esrim is 20, a Choymish, a fifth of 20 is 4, right? If you divide 20 by 5, you get 4. Why does it say you keep on adding 5? It's the Chasim, Shmamino, Chamshom, Melabar, Shmamino. The din of Choymish is not Melagah, but Melabar. In other words, from the total amount, like we said initially. Says the Gemara, that's a very beautiful raya from that Mishnah. However, you should know that it's machlokes tanoim based on the following brisa. Which date in the brisa? Kitanoi v'yosef chamishi soy olov shehu v'chumshoy chamisha divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that when you take the original keren and you add up the chaimish with it, you get five all together. Okay, so now we're now reversing the melabar or melagat. Rabbi Yonasan says chamishisay chumshay shel keren. So whatever the keren was 20. What's a fifth of 20? 4. So it's 24 altogether. That's Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says no. That's not the way how you compute it. You take who? You take the keren, and you add the chumish to it, and then you figure out your chamisha. So if you started off the mashal with 4, not with 20, start off with 4. And now you're taking a chumish of the 4. So I would say, 4, that should be now 4 and 4 fifths. You're taking a fifth of 4. No. You add 4, you add 1 to it. Why do you add 1? That's already a quarter. It's masculine. When you add 4 plus 1 is 5. Now the chumish is 1 fifth of the total 5. So that's the cheshbon of Rabbi Yoshia, who b'chum shechamisha. Okay, so that was our first shot. The first mandiyomer Rabbi Yoshi holds milabar, that you add the chaimish to the original keren, and then you do your arithmetic. So if you started off, let's make life easy, instead of talking about 20 and talking about 4, start off with 100. You take a fifth of 100. Everybody knows a fifth of 100 is 20. That's 120. That would be milagav. However, if you say that you have to have milabar, you have to add 25. Why 25? 25 is a quarter, it's not a fifth. But if you add 100 plus 25, you get 125. And now you take 125 and divide it by 25. Oh, so then you see that's a fifth. That's what we call milabar, that you don't look at the original amount. That's what Yoinison says, you look at the original amount, the chumash shel keren, whatever the keren was 100, add a chumash, add 20. Says Rabbi Yoishi, you add it together, and then you take your chumash. Okay, next shayla. Ibailu. Chumash ma'akev oy einu ma'akev. Avada the Torah says there's a chiv of a chumash. Is that chumash ma'akev or not? So, for instance, if we're talking about Maaseh Sheni, and you're taking up Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, and let's assume the Maaseh Sheni is worth 100. And now you're being mechalit on money. So now when you're mechalit on money, the Torah says, oh, if a gol yigalish mi masroi, chamishisi yosef olav, you have to add a chaymish. Okay, so you're going to add your chaymish to it. What happens if the person did not add a chaymish to it? Why didn't he? He didn't have the money. He forgot. He couldn't, he's going to add it later on. But in the meantime, he has not added the chaymish. What do you say? Do you say that the pidyon is a good pidyon? And yes, he'll take the money up to Yerushalayim tomorrow, next week, next month, and in the meantime he can start eating the peiros that he was mechalel? Or do you say that because of the fact that he only gave the original keren, he didn't give the chaymish, you can't eat it yet, and you gotta wait? To use Barry's expression of a couple of minutes ago, the Gemara's shaila really is this a cheftza thing or is this a gavra thing? In other words, for hilchos pidyon, that the pidyon should be effective, does the chepetz itself, that is the maaseh sheni itself, requires the keren plus the chaymish? And if you don't do the chaymish, it's ma'akev, you did not do a proper chilul. Or do you say, no, the chilul is with the original amount. If this is worth 100, pay 100, I was mechalel, the payers are fine. But in addition to that, the Torah put a requirement on this gavra, you have to go and add an additional chaymish. But if you did or you didn't, that's a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, but it doesn't shter, it doesn't affect the original pidyon. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Is he boiled? Chamish ma'akav einu me'akav. Dalet b'dalet parik va'akin nafshe moisef chaymish. Let's assume that the entire amount of the Maaser Sheni was 4. And he was mechalit on 4. And now he wants to make a bruch and start eating from the peiros. Do you say, okay, it was a perfect pidyon, 4 on 4. Aye, what about that chaymish? Vakinavshei moisev chaymish. What's my akinavshei? Rashi says, me'elov. In other words, it's a separate din. It's not part of the pidyon din. You did a great job with the pidyon, 4 by 4, done. But besides that, there's an additional tax, a surcharge, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu put on a person who's being paid to his own ma'aser. Akanav shemoyz of chaymish. But alma chaymish lema'akev. It's nothing to do with the pidyon. The pidyon was perfect. The truth of the matter is, the choyda, the first tzad, is the more logical tzad, because as we had in the Gemara a few days ago, what happens if it's not you, the Baalim that are being paid to the Master Sheni, you give the Master Sheni to somebody else, and you're paid to the other guy's Master Sheni, or you give the person the other money, and have him being paid to your Master Sheni, you don't have to have the Choymish, you only have to have Choymish if you're the Baalim. So you see that you have the same two Yidin, Reuven and Shimon. If Reuven is Machal his own, he has to add the Choymish. If Shimon is Machal Reuven's, he doesn't have to add the Choymish. So you see that the Choymish is not part of the pinyon. It's a separate personal surcharge on the individual who owns it. I mean, that you could say that type of swara. Leave for the Choymish Lam Yakim. Oydelma Arba B'chamisha Parik. The Choymish Ma'akim. No. If you only were Mechalel $4 worth of Maaser Sheni by being Mechalel on $4 for Zuzim, for Dinarim, whatever it was, and you didn't add the fifth one, it's Ma'akiv that you did not do a full Pidyon. What about the example I gave before, Reuven and Shimon? It could be that they're two Hilchais Pidyon. Halacha number one, if you happen to be a stranger, all you have to do is the exact amount of the Karen. 4 for 4. 10 for 10. 20 for 20. However, if you happen to be a Baalim, then the Torah says, then there's a different measure of Pidyon. What's your measure of Pidyon? You have to give the 4 plus the additional 1 so that you have the full Pidyon. Well, if you only do 4 without the other 1, sorry, it's not an effective Pidyon, and do not eat from the Maaser Sheni. You're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim unless and until you are mechalel it. And he did not do an effective chilul because he only did 4. He did not do 5. And that's the shayla. Is a ma'akiv, not ma'akiv, Omer Avinu Toshimat. We'll bring a raya from Hilchos Demai. This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Demai. State the Mishnah Demai in lo choymish ve in lo biur. What happens if you have Demai Maaser Sheni shel Demai? Right, you started off with Demai, which means you assume Truma was given because even the Amaratzim gave the Truma. Now you put aside 10% for the Leviim. You gave Maaser Rishon, and now it's a Maaser Sheni year, and now you have your Maaser Sheni, but it's all Demai because maybe the Amaratz gave Maaser Sheni, maybe didn't. I don't know. Most of them did. But the Chomum Masakin that you have to do another Hafroshes Maaser Sheni. Okay, so he put aside Maaser Sheni, it's Demai, and now he wants to be Mechalit, he doesn't want to take it to Yerushalayim. State in the Mishnah, since Demai is Derabbanan, it's not Menat Torah, Ein Lechoymish, even though it's your own Demai, you do not have to be Moisev Chaymish. Ve'in lo biur. There's no din of biur. That means every 3 years, there's always a din that you have to mavayir. Biarti akoidish merabayis vegam desatul lelevi lagia liyosu amana. You have to go and do a biur similar to biur chometz, which we're going to do in Mi'at Hashem shortly this morning. So demai ein lo chaymish ve'in lo biur hakeren yeshlo. But there is a din of keren. You have to go and be poi the demai onto keren. In other words, the value of the demai, you have to go and be machal. So, Frank Timura, why is there a difference, the Gabi Maaser Sheni, between the Keren that you have to be Machal and the Choymish, the Torah Shteitach that you have to go and add a Choymish? Says him on my time. I'll tell you very simply. Keren de Ma'akib de Araisa, Isa Bidrabonan. Choymish de Ma'akib de Araisa, Lesa Bidrabonan. So, Timura says a beautiful, logical pshat. The reason why, make sure that you don't eat your Suffolk Maaser Sheni, your Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, outside Yerushalayim, unless and until you're poided. That's not Keren Yeshlo, you have to be poided. But you don't need the Choymish. I'll tell you why. Because Min HaTorah Keren is Ma'akev. Choymish is not Ma'akev. Oh, so therefore, since the whole din of Demai is at Takana Derabbanan, the Rabbanan only required you to go and be poided the Keren, and they were moichel, if you will, on the Choymish. Because Choymish is not Ma'akev anyway. So the Choymish, we've been poished our Shaila, that Choymish loy mi'akev. Says, let us say that you were just poishit it, I have a machloikis tanoi. Vushteit in the Braisa. Nosan is kevel enos is a Choymish. The blezo oimer yoicha. Hibshu oimer lo yoicha. Now we're not talking about Demai, we're talking about regular, ordinary Maaser Sheni. If a person nosan is a keren, it means he was mechalel the Maaser Sheni, dollar for dollar, dinner for dinner, on to money. But he didn't give the Choymish. obviously, money has to be taken to Yerushalayim. But what do you do with the old peiros, the old tvua, which you are now mechalel? I want to start eating. But I didn't give the chaymish. Oh, is a machloikis. You can eat. Why? Because the chaymish is a separate surcharge. It's not part of the pidyon itself. If you want, you can say it's on the gavra, that this person has to go and give an additional amount. But it doesn't affect the pidyon. As long as I gave keren for keren, we're done. Oh, no, it is ma'akiv. And therefore, until and unless you give that chaymish, don't even think of eating from this Masa Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Oh, so the chayre, it's mamish, and that's the machloikis that we're talking about. One man the yama holds it is ma'akiv, the other man the yama holds it's not ma'akiv. Now we're going to get back to this in another moment, but in the meantime, we have a third man the yama. Amar Rebbe, nirin div Reb Lezer b'Shabbos, v'div Reb Yeshua b'chol. I like Reb Lezer b'Shabbos, Reb Lezer that says you can eat it on Shabbos, and I like Reb Yeshua b'chol that says that you're not allowed to eat it during the week. So Rebbe saying, if it was up to me, I would make the great compromise, and I would say that if a person only gave the keren and didn't give the chaymish on Shabbos, yes, you can eat it during the week, not. What's the reason why? We'll see shortly in the Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, the karasal Shabbos oinig, and therefore this is a tremendous thing on Shabbos to be able to have oinig Shabbos, and that's why you're allowed to eat it even though no chaymish was given yet. We'll see more about this in another moment, Rabbi. But first, we go back to the original two mandiyam. Zokti mar, mid omar, since Rebbe said, nirin div Reb Elezer b'Shabbos, div Reb Yeshua b'chol, mid omar nirin div Reb Elezer b'Shabbos, v'chag apli gefil b'chol. It's readily apparent that when Rebbe said that I like Reb Elezer's halacha b'Shabbos, muzach zayin, that Reb Elezer is talking about both b'Shabbos and b'chol, says Rebbe, the gabi chol, I'm not so happy with Reb Elezer. But Shabbos, I'm maskim yoich. Since he says, I agree with Reb Yeshua b'chol, lo yoichal, mechlal da pli yefel b'Shabbos, is a rai that Reb Yeshua argues even on Shabbos and says, no, lo yoichal. So what's the svar of Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua? My labo svar kamivli, Reb Elezer said, b'choymish lo yma'akiv, and since it's not ma'akiv, says Reb Elezer, yoichal, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, because it's not ma'akiv, you were already mechal in the Master Sheini in full. You have to add a surcharge. But that does not affect the actual chil itself. No, chaymish is ma'akiv, and that's why lo yoicham. Oh, so we've been poishit our shayla. We asked about 20 lines ago, is chaymish ma'akiv, ain't ma'akiv, l'chayse machloik is tanoyit. Omra papa loy, there's no right. Kuli alma kuli, everybody hold chaymish loy ma'akiv. V'achamay chashina l'pshiuza kamiflegi. The machloik between a blazer and Yeshua is a person going to forget. In other words, since there is a chiyuv on a person to go and be machal the additional chaymish, if you're going to go and tell them, it's a nish ma'akiv, you can start eating. Oh, you see, it's a nish as a vichtig, it's not so important. And he may forget at the end of the day, to eventually go and be mafresh the chaymish, mechal the chaymish, and therefore we go and tell him, Rabbi Yid, agzeirid rabban, and I'm afraid you're going to be poshe, you're going to be negligent. Don't eat from the peiros until you give your chaymish. Marsav, the chashin l'pshusa. One holds we are choishish. Marsav, nachmul, like kuliyam chaymish lemiakiv, I'm chashin l'pshusa. Marsav, chashin l'pshusa. I am choish l'pshia, and therefore I tell the person, don't eat. Marsav, the chashin l'pshusa. The val es and mechim tonight, tomorrow, next day, you'll add the chaymish. Om Rabbi Yochanan, hakol moedim beheg de shechil, hoil de gizbarim toiv anoy yisoy beshuk. What's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan said, I love the svara of Rapapa, that the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua had to do with this din of not whether choymish ma'akiv or loy ma'akiv. Everybody agrees choymish loy ma'akiv. Only shaylo is chayshin lepshiusa kamifliyin. Before we continue on, Tosis explains what is the svara of Rebbe. The Rebbe said, Nirin divrei Reb Elezer b'Shabbos, because really Rebbe holds that choymish loy ma'akiv, like the other two man the yamim. So what would be the svara of lo yoichel? That's Rabbi Yeshua. It's a gezeirah drabbanan chayshin lepshiyusa. Says Rabbi, it's only gezeirah drabbanan. We have the chachamim goyzer if you want to eat during the week, because you're eating during the week, there's no particular mitzvah. However, eating a Shabbos, since the cross of the Shabbos, oinig zagroisa inyan as in Shabbos kishmak, if a person has a whole bunch of master sheni peyrois, which he would love to eat, but the problem was he didn't give a chaymish yet. So what's the reason why you can't eat it during the week? Shabbos, the inyan of Karos, the Shabbos oinig, overrides the concern of chayshin l'pshiusa. You see the second toys is from the top. Omer Rebbe Niren, so v'chaymish loy ma'akiv. L'kach v'shabbos chilel. It works. It works during the week too. Abachol loy chilel. Why doesn't it work then? The chayshin l'pshiya. V'shabbos loy chayshin l'mishum oinig. So the concern that the person have the full degree of oinig Shabbos that overrides any concern that he might eventually be poisheya and not be machal on the chaymish. Certainly not being machal on the chaymish, everybody holds loy ma'akev, that you're not going to be moisif the chaymish. Okay, so that was the machalik of the Gav Maser Shaini. Now we have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hakol moedim behegdish shechilo hoyliz varan toiv and oyse b'shuk." What does he mean? That if a person, like we had at the top of the Amid with the 20, the 21, the 22, the 23, person was makdish a chayfetz of some sort, and he paid the gizbar the full keren, but he did not give him yet the chaymish. The question is that ma'akev? Is that not ma'akev? Does the more shayla? What am I afraid of? L'chayra, the same shayla that I had before. Do I have to worry about chayshinim lepshiyus or not? Zokti Mora says, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have to worry about a pshia. The whole reason why Master Shaini is that we have this gezeira, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is because of chayshin lepshiyusa. Chayshin lepshiyusa is because there are no Master Shaini police. There are no Master Shaini enforcers. But Master Shaini is something you do privately for yourself. You might forget to give the chaymish, says Rabbi Yeshua, lo yoichel. Says, however, Rabbi Yochanan, by Hegdish you don't have to worry about these concerns. Why not? By definition, since there is a gizbar for Hegdish, the gizbar sends him a bill. You owe 20 plus 5. You said 20 keren, surcharge of 5, pay me 25. In the meantime, the person sends him a check for 20. You don't think the gizbar is going to go and mitch him next week and next month? Where's the other 5? Where's the other 5? It's part of the gizbar's job to go and mucha the person to make sure he gets the other 5. See here, loy chashin, freidish v'hegdish, loy pligi. There is no machloikis by hegdish, like Rav Yochanan says, hakel moidim. Really, v'hegdish no machloikis. What time you have a brisa? Nosin is a keren, loy nosin loy is a chaymish. What happens if you only paid the keren, you didn't pay the chaymish? Now we'll see in a moment that this Brisa, which just says Nosa Keren, didn't give Chaymish, it doesn't say clearly whether we're talking about Hegdish or whether we're talking about Master Shaini. On the surface, it looks more like Hegdish because it's talking about Nosa. He gave the Keren, he didn't give the Chaymish. Who do you give it to? Well, you give it to the Gizbar, if you're talking about Hegdish. If you're talking about Master Shaini, you don't give it to anybody. You retain the Master Shaini for yourself. You eat the Master Shaini produce. You've been mechaled onto the money, and you take the money and you take Yerushalayim. So this is there. No, this is Chayyid. It's talking about Hegdish. But we'll see in a moment that the Gemara is going to teach about both. So what's it then? You gave Karen, you didn't give Chaymish, or Blaz, Oymer Chilel. It works. It does not work. Aha. Omer Rebbe, again the same Rebbe as before, Nir Rebbe Lezer behegdish, to be chachamim b'meiser. I like Rebbe Lezer by hegdish, that by hegdish, what do I go and say? Chilel, it works. And I like the chacham b'meiser, that it doesn't work. And now the Gemara explains, what's the nafkimah? First, Nir Rebbe Lezer behegdish, b'chal de polik afilu b'meiser. The chayr I see from this Rebbe Lezer is holds both by hegdish and by meiser, chilel. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, if you're telling me that the machlokes is the gabi meiser, so that's the machlokes we had above. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is, Either, like we said initially, with the chaymish ma'akiv or loy ma'akiv, and then Rapapa said, no, that's not the machloikis. Everybody holds loy ma'akiv. It's a question of chayshin l'pshiusa kamifligi. But then Rabbi Yochanan had said, that's only a machloikis the gabbei ma'asusheni. It doesn't apply to hegdish. Guess what? The same machloikis you have hegdish here as well. That since Rebbe said, Nin Rebbe Lezim Hegdish, is the chasimim that he argue both by Hegdish and by Meiser. So by Meiser, the machlokes would be, Chashin l'pshiusa, loy chashin l'pshiusa. But you said, Rabbi Yochanan l'gabei Hegdish, that everybody agrees, loy chashinon l'pshiusa, because the gizborim are gonna knock on the door and bother the guy until he pays the Hegdish. So you see from this, l'choy rashtar kakasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Says Yimar, you're right. And the Itmar Hachi Itmar, we have to modify what Rabbi Yochanan said. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moinim B'Shabbos B'Hegdish Shechilel. Everybody agrees. In other words, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, that if it's Shabbos, and you're talking about Hegdish Shechilel, that the Hegdish worked, even though you are not Moisev the Chaymish, why? And we want to make sure that the person has maximum options for Oynik Shabbos. And the Oid, you're telling me, fine, Chumish Loi Ma'akiv, and that's why I can eat it on Shabbos. But Pshiusa, the Oid, Hoyubagizbam Tavin Oysabashuk, so you don't have to worry about Pshiusa. So bottom line is, our Gemara is telling us, Nochemu, that when it comes to the middle of the week, you could still be choshish the pshiusa, even legabe hegdish. But if it's Shabbos, then I'm going to say, I'm not worried about pshiusa because I have gizborim. But I have gizborim during the week too. Yeah! But even the gizborim might not be doing their job. But for Shabbos, cross the Shabbos oinik, that will override any concern about pshiusa, about the gizborim. Eat, guys, I guess it. Okay, so.
We're talking about, Hegdish here of food for Shabbos? What are we talking about?
Person was makdish food, and after that he was chal the food on money, but he didn't give the chaymish. Can he go and eat from that hegdish, the former hegdish, on Shabbos? Okay? Now, so we now have concluded this shtickle. The Gemara asked chaymish ma'akiv, loy ma'akiv. The Gemara says, we could learn theoretically that there's a machlokes yom ma'akiv, nish ma'akiv, but the Gemara said, no! Could very well be that everybody holds loy ma'akiv. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say don't eat if it's not ma'akiv? The reason is because of chayshin lipshiusa. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Shabbos, everybody agrees, we're not worried about pshiusa, legabi the case of hegdish, because number one, it's Shabbos, and number two, because gizborim treven oisim bashuk. Now, here from Omer of Muhammad till the bottom, the Gemara is going to talk about three separate cases, hegdish, Truma and Meiser, and once again we're going to try to figure out, is the Chumash the same halacha as the original Keren, or is it just a surcharge, it's an additional tax, but it's unrelated to the Keren. So Amr Ramacham, Hari Amr, Hegdish in a Mischal al Hakarka. When Amr Zav, you have Hegdish. Now normally when we think of Pidgin and Chilul, we think of it on money. But when Amr the person had no cash, and his credit card is already up to the maximum, but he does have a piece of karka. So he wants to machal his hegdish. He was makdish food, like we just had a moment ago. Or he was machal mitalklin, and he wants to go and be machal on karka. Ayin mischal al karka. Rachman Omer says, the pasuk v'nosan kesef v'kom loy. You give kesef. If you want to go and be poida, you got to go and give kesef. Rashi points out that there is no such pasuk in the Torah. V'nosan kesef v'kom loy. This is just an abbreviated form of the pasuk, and you find this a number of times in Chazal, that to make things brief and short, you know, everybody has to quickly eat up the chametz today and do the beer chametz, so they want to shorten it. So if you look at the Rashi ben Osan HaKesef, it's parallel to our Gemara. The pasuk says, "V'mamakdish yigal es peisoy, v'yosef chamishif kesef erkecha Allah v'hayolai." Oh, you want to be goyel? You know how you're goyel? You're makdish, you want to be goyel? Then you have to give kesef. The Gemara takes that whole pasuk and truncates it. V'nosan HaKesef, v'komlai. Fine. What about the chumshay maushi yischal al hakarka? Right, you had your food items lemoshel, you were makdish food that was worth $100, and now you have no cash. You want to be mischalel al hakarka? You can't. You have to go and give cash. You have no choice. Yeah, but I have to go and give 125 because I have to be moisav a chaimish. Does that chaimish also have to be cash, or could I give karka? My issue is halal a karka. So that's question number one. The gabi hegdish. What's the din with the chaimish meschal al a karka? Question number two. Truma. Ain't mishalem mishalem min achulim. Rachman amen asaker. That's not a koyin. It's a koyish. Tovaroi liyos koyish. If a zor by accident ate truma, he has to go and pay the koyin. He doesn't pay him cash. He has to go and give him koydish. What means koydish? Says the Gemara, Dava roi lio is koydish, which means you have to go and give chulin to the koyin, and you tell the koyin, this is in payment of the truma that I ate bishoygeg. Of course, you have to be moisef chaymish. So that payment that you make, you don't pay in cash, you have to pay him in chulin food. So if you ate grapes of truma, for instance, and now you want to go and you did it by, you're a czar and you did it by accident, so you go and pay him now not money worth $20 worth of grapes, but you have to pay him other grapes or apples or other foods, and apples maybe not because that is not right to be truma min atoyra, but you can give him other grapes, or presumably you can go and give him bread, or you can go and give him chitim, or give him olives, igim zaysim, anything which is dover haro'i liois kaidish. And what happens is, magically, once you give it to the coin, you tell him, this is payment for my eating bishoigig, it gets transformed into truma. Dover haro'i liois kaidish. Feitimor chum shemau shishtam shleim and achulim. Is the same thing applied to the chaimish? The chaimish also has to be davka chulin foods. You have to give him grapes of chulin for the chaimish, or olives, or wheat, or whatever. Or do you say no? Do you say that the chaimish, since it's just a tax, you just add on, give him $5, $25, whatever the amount is, but you don't, it doesn't have to be a dover horoidius chaimish. So once again, is chaimish of the same fabric, the same makeup as the keren or not? And now we have a similar shayla by Meiser. We know Meiser mischal alo asimon. Drachmano amav tarte kesef biyorcha. The rabbi is called Rabbi Sheishu of Tzura. There's a din that when you are being mechal maaser sheni, it has to be on a kesef, on a coin that is minted, not a slug or a blank coin. Okay, that's vis-a-vis the original amount, the keren amount. What about if you have to be moisev a chaimish? Does that also have to be on a coin Sheishu of Tzura? What's the din? So we have three separate shaylas. The gabi hegdish, can you mechalal the choymish on karka? The gabi the truma, can you mechalal the choymish on anything other than chulin? And the gabi maser, can you be mechal the maser sheni choymish on anything which does not have a tzura? The shayla came in front of Rava. All the three shaylas together. All of the rabbis chum shoy kemoise. Each time the Torah uses the expression you have to moise v'choymish, it says benosan liyosef chamishes olav, v'liyosef chamishisei olav. Always use the term the olav. If you look, I have in my Gemara Gimel and Dalet, and Gimel says v'mamaktish yikal es beisoy v'liyosef chamishes kesevcha olav v'hoyelai v'imgol yikal es eson v'mamaktish ois v'liyosef chamishes kesev erkcha. All of the come light. Next part, the Ishkiyach of Kodesh Bishkog, that's Chamishisai. All of. What do you need the olive for? Just for Yosef Chamishisai. The olive tells you that the Chaymish gets the same character as the actual Karen itself. Just like the Karen itself. You can't go and be Machal Hegdish on Karka. You can't be Machal Truma. Can't pay back the Truma on anything other than Chulin. By Meiser, you can't do it on Asimon. Same thing applies to the Chaimish. All the halachas, all of the same. Then the rabbis Chum Shoy Kemoise. But mind you, it's not rabbis Chum Shoy Kemoise for every purpose. Because we just said before that one man, the Yomer, perhaps everybody holds that Choymish Einoi Ma'akev. But the Karen is certainly Ma'akev. You can't go and eat from the Hegdish foods or from the Ma'aser Sheni if you didn't go and give the Karen. But you can go and give even though you didn't add the Choymish, right? It could be one man, the Yomer holds Choymish Ma'akev. It could be everybody holds Einoi Ma'akev. It's only because of the Chashin Lepshir. But why don't you go and say Chumshe Kamaisai? So you see, not chumshe kamoisa for all dinim, only for the dinim that we just spoke about. Amravina, three lines from the bottom. Afanan amitinim, I'll bring you a riot to what we just said. Hagoyin of truma, a person steals truma, aganif, Now everybody knows a ganeth, if Edom come, he has to go and pay kaif. What happens? He stole truma, but he didn't need it. And now they find the ganeth, misham de shumi kaifu. To make truma, he has to go and pay kaifu. How much does he have to pay? He doesn't have to pay the value of chulin. After all, he stole truma. Truma, we know, is worth much less than chulin, because it's much less of a market. The only people that can go and eat truma are the kohanim, and not levim, not yisraelim, so it's always going to be cheaper. So that's what we have to pay, whatever the make truma is, kaiful twice. What happens if he's a ganav and had och gigesen? Achola! What's the din now? Now, mishal shnei kanayim, or shnei kronim, he has to pay two times keren. V'choymish, plus a choymish. Keren v'choymish, v'nachulin. The Karen to make truma. Ah, so the two separate types of tashlum. Tashlum number one is apparently this ganef did not realize that this was truma, and so therefore he ate it bishagig. So he has to pay Karen v'choymish, and besides that, since he was a ganef, he has to go and pay keifel. So the keifel is the Karen to make truma. That's like we had before. It's not just tashlum keifel to make truma. This Karen is make truma, and now we're talking about the fact that he ate it. How much does he have to go and pay? He has to go and pay the value plus the chaymish. Says the Braisa, keren v'chaymish v'nachulin. Why? Maybe he should only have to pay the keren from chulin, and the chaymish can go and give dollar bills. He can go and pay with salaim, with shkolim, with dinrim. Why does he mean a chulin? Oh, is the haraya that the chaymish is kemoisai, just like the keren you have to pay min hachulin. It's got to be dober haro'oi lios kaydish. Same thing like Abba the Chaymish, Dabaroides, Koydish, Mamino, we have Taka Gutzerai, like Ravina says, at least to the halach of Truma, that all of it's got to be exactly the same, Min Hachu, Shmamino, Chum Shekamoise, Shmamino. Next case, Omer Abba, Gabi Gezel Ksiv, by Gezel Ksiv, Chamishisov, Yosef Olav. What is this referring to? We're not talking about just a regular Gezel, we're talking about the din of Hasham Gezelos. What's the name of Hashem Gezelos? What happens if a person stole an item, and then I, the owner of the item, go and take him to Bezin and say, Yankel, you stole this item from me. And he was kofar, he said, Loi hayudvar mi oylam, I never stole from anybody. And then the nishba l'sheker, and then he makes a shvua sheker, and he says, I did not steal from you this item, any item. And then later on, he's misvada. It comes a serisim hechiva, and he is moide misvada. In other words, he says vidui, and he concedes, yes, I did take this item. I stole it. Then the halacha is, you have to go and give back the original keren. You have to add a choymish, and you have to bring a korban asham gezelos. Okay. Now the pasuk says, kavigezel ksev v'chamishi sav Yosef Olav. Chamishisov means multiple chamishiyos. What is multiple? It should say the Yosef Chamishis Olav or Chamishisoy. What's the Chamishisov? Ah, Utanat. So this is Allah we've already had before. We had this at the end of Bava Kama, as you may recall. Nasal is a kermanishma loy al ha choymish. Har is a moisef choymish al choymish at yismayda keren pochas mishove pruta. What does all of this mean? Let's say a person, for instance, stole an item which is worth $100. Okay? And he's koifer. And he's nishba l'sheker. And now he does tshuva. So the Torah says it's not enough to go and give $100, you have to go and pay now. A choymish in addition, you have to pay $125. Okay, the person coughs up 100 and he gives it to the balbus, and he does not pay the 25. After all, he says to himself, I want to do tshuva, I stole 100, I give back 100, I'm not paying the tax, you know, let somebody else pay the surcharge, I'm not paying the 25. And now that same individual comes to him and says, hey, you didn't pay me the 25. Ah, it's nish emes, I gave you the 25, and he's nishba al shaker on that 25. Oy, yoy, yoy. The choymish has now been transformed into brand new keren, because that choymish he was responsible to go and pay, he was obligated to go and pay to the original nigzal, and he didn't pay it, and he's koifer, and he's nishba. So now we have a new case of asham gzeilus on the choymish. Says Dr. Adonai Mishnah, here is a mois of choymish al choymish. He's going to have to add to the 25 another fifth. Avada, normal fifth to 25, you'd add five. You probably have to add over here a little bit more. Would have to add a little bit more. You'd have to make it into the mushal 30. So then it would be a fifth of the 30, which would be six. You have to add six. Okay, without going to the Mabar Melagav, the point is, you have to go and add the Chaimish al Chaimish. Okay, so let's assume now, after the, since he was Nishba al Shakir on the 25, he has to go and pay 30. And let's assume now he pays the 25, and now he's left with 5. So what happens? He only pays the 25, he doesn't pay the 5. Uy, azag, kamif, azag, bandit. When it comes to the other 5 now, he is koifer and he's nishbal shoker. And once again, he does tshiva. Now he has to pay the chaymish plus a chaymish. So let's assume, let's make it easy, add one more 1 to the chaymish. He has to pay now 6. What happens now if you're ready? He pays the 5 and he leaves over the 1. And once again, he's koifer on that 1. And he says, not nishtemis, I paid you the 1. He's nishbal shoker and now he's moidim his father. So what happens now? He's going to have to go and pay that 1 plus a chaymish on the 1. So this can happen multiple times. Until the final time that he keeps on adding a chaymish, a chaymish, a chaymish, the final one. Because each time you're not adding it to the original Karen, you're only adding it to the new Karen, which was the former chaymish. So how much do you have to add? Until you get to pachl mishova pruta, and then you're done. Okay, so that's the case for gabei gezer. Gabei truma ksif. Person eats, again, a zor, eats truma b'shoiki, he has to pay now, not only the keren, but also the chaymish of tanan. Ho'oichel truma b'shoiki, mishalim keren v'chaymish. Person who ate truma b'shoiki, like we said, you have to make keren v'chaymish. Echad ho'oichel v'echad ha'shoisiv, v'echad ha'soch. Doesn't only have to be if you ate or drank, even if you smeared truma. Why is smearing truma considered also to be an oichel truma? Says Rashi, he brings it from Masechtas Yuma, which is really there, the Gabi Hilchos Yom Kippur. It says in the pasuk, "Vatovay kamayim bekirboy ukeshemen biatzmoisav." So the Torah is makish the shemen batzmoisav, that you go and smear shemen on your limbs, on your skin, to the tovay mamayim, like the drinking. So that's how the Gemara tells us in Yuma that we know that sichich kishtia, that it's one of the 5 inuyim. Ah, see here too. When it says in the pasuk, "Bichaltof ne Hashem lekecha masa degont chetroish v'yitzerecha," the din of masa sheni that you have to take it up, or truma, and the let's focus on truma. So the din of truma is mishal and keren v'chaymish echra oichol echra shoyt v'echra asach. Sikh is also considered to be like a chiva ushtia. Echra truma toy v'echra truma tameya. The zor that eats a mishogik, he didn't know it was truma tameya. He didn't know it was truma. He ate it. What's the din mishal v'chaymish? You have to go and add. Okay, now what's the din of the chumsha, meaning what happens if subsequently what did he do? He had to pay back for the truma that he ate, so we said it has to be dover royal vios kodesh. So he takes out brand new chulin, which is worth the original keren, plus a chaymish, and he hands it over to the kohen, or at least he sets it aside to give to the kohen. And guess what happens? And then he's forgetful again, and he eats now the chaymish. B'shoigeg. What happens now? You have to add a choymish to the choymish. Aha. So therefore, in the case of the asham gzelois, we have a pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? We said in the pasuk is v'chamishi sav yosef olav, multiple chamishiyos, multiple choymish. Same thing with the truma. We don't have a pasuk for that, but we have a mishnah where the mishnah says oichel truma, even if you ate subsequent, if not only if you ate the truma, you have to be moisef keren b'choymish, but even if you ate the choymish, you have to go and give a choymish to choymish, chumsha to chumsha. However, the gabi maser le'michta ksiv, fle misnatana, fle ibuya, iboyalan. By maser, however, what happens if by maser sheni, you went and ate the choymish chutz mi Yerushalayim? What do you do now? Do you have also din of chumsha de chumsha, that if you want to go and be machal? So it's not that you ate it already. What happens if you took your maser and you were mafreshit lemoshel on your machalit lemoshel on nechoshes coins? So since it was your own, you have to be moisev a choymish. Now what happens if you want to take the nechoshes coins and you want to transfer it now to sloim, to the silver coins? Remember we had a machloket b'shami beisil earlier on in our perek, whether it's tiva, whether it's peira, but let's go according to Beis Hillel that you're now being mechal from the copper coins onto the silver coins. Well, guess what? Now you're going to have to be moisif a choymish. So if you started off with $100 worth of Master Shehi, and then you were machaled it onto the choymish, you were machaled 125, because you added the choymish, and now you're taking the 125 of the choymish, and you're being mafish it onto kesef, you're going to have to add 125 plus 5 on the additional 25, you'd be moisif, at least that's the svara. Should you be moisif choymish on choymish? So I don't have a pusik. Remember, by the Asham Gzeilis v'chamishi sav, I had a pusik. I don't have a mishnah like Mr. Tana. By Truma, I had a mishnah that said chumshir chumshir. V'lo yiboy yiboy lanim. We don't even have a shayla v'gabi maser. Why don't we have a shayla v'gabi maser? So Rashi points out, we'll see mechem on the bottom of the omud, because there's not even a remiss in the pasuk to suggest that I should go and be moisim chaymish al chaymish, and therefore it's pshitul on Rashi that you're not moisif choymish al choymish. So if you take the 125 of mechoshis and you mechal it on kasef, you do not have to add a fifth on the fifth. You do have to add a fifth on the keren, but you don't have to add a fifth on the choymish. Zok Dimar, kabi hegdish ksef, wish to be hegdish. Tim mamakish yikales beisa, viyasim chamishit kasef erkecha vahoyoloi. Person was makdish his house, and the gizbar comes to him and says, would you like to take it back? Yes, I'd like to take it back. So Magda Jigal Esbeisa, if he himself is being goyel, then he has to add a chamishis, like it says in the Torah of Yasa chamishis kesach erkel. Utanam, when you learn the Mishnah, ha-moide ha-poide esay deshoi, moisef chaymish. Chumshe tanan, chumshe de chumshe loy tanan. My. So what is this case? He's being poide the hegdish. The hegdish we're talking about is L'mashal, his house. It was Makdish's house. He's now being poided. We think of being poided onto money. This person didn't have money. Now, by truma, you have to put it onto chul. But when you're being poided hegdish, you can be poided on anything. As long as the gizbar says, yeah, that's fine, it has that value. Shove kesef ki kesef afilu subin. You know, any shove kesef is fine. So he's poided the hegdish from the original hegdish, whatever it was. The Magdi Shigla Spacer was his house. The house was worth $100,000. And now he's being goylit on bars of gold or of silver, which are worth $100,000. Or on tables and chairs, which are worth $100,000. He's goyel, he is mechalit, he's poidit on another item. And he has to add a chaymish. Like we just said. So now the question is, what happens if he wants to be poidit? Now, we spoke about a gold bar. Fine, so let's talk about a gold bar. So the gold bar has now the original Kedusha. We've transferred the Kedusha of the bias to the gold bar. Good. Now, the question is, how much was the house originally? $100,000. The gold bar is $125,000, because he had to be moist of the Chaymish. And now he wants to take that $125,000. Of the 125, he wants to mechalel the choymish. The $100,000 gold bar, I'm happy to leave that as hegdish. I have no problem. But the choymish gold bar, I want to be mechal. Is Frey Timara, if and when he's mechal it now, does he have to be moisef choymish on choymish? Frey Timara, chumshe tanan, chumshe de chumshe loy tanan. Is my. So what would be the locha? You're being mechal. This is now the choymish you want to be mechal. Do you have to add a choymish on choymish? My gami truma ksev v'yosef. Gami kodesh nami hoksev v'yosef. I have two psukim, one by truma and one by kodeshim, and each one has a pasuk of v'yosef. Where do you have the two psukim? So here in our gemara we have the beis and the gimel. Beis is Torah or Hashalom. V'ishki yoichol kodesh v'shkoga v'yosef chamishi say olav. That's talking about Yoichel Kodesh means he ate truma. He has to be Moise v'chaymish. Next verse: V'mamakdish yigal espesa v'yosaf chamishes kesef erkcha lo v'hoyelai. You have to add a chaymish. So now the Gemara is clearing. Why does it say in the pasuk v'yosaf? The chaymish should say Yosef. Ishki Yoichel Kodesh v'shkaga Yosef chamishes se'olav. V'mamakdish yigal espesa Yosef chamishes kesef. Why do you have to have the v'yosaf with the extra verse? So now the Gemara is clearing, why did I say, Legabe? truma that you have to be moisef chaimish al chaimish is because it says viyasaf, which means multiple times you have to be moisef, or maybe because I take the vav of viyasaf and I do what's called goyrin umaisifin, which means I did a little surgery in the pasuk. I don't need the vav. Take out the vav and put it at the end of the word. In the case of chamishi soy, add the vav at the end and make it chamishi sof. Well, in the case of the yigal space, it's a biyosef chamishis kesvet. Add the vav and you get chamishi soy. You don't get chamishi sof because you only had, you didn't have a vav there originally. That's the Gemara Shaila. Getting back to Gemara. So, Gemara, my gabi truma ksev viyosef. Gabi koydish nami hok ksev viyosef. And therefore, do you say viyosef means just like by truma viyosef? Each time that you are mechalal choymish, you have to add another choymish viyosef. And therefore, the same thing with gabi kodshim that you are mechal the kodshim. I do gabi truma ksev viyosef ishakus levav di viyosef. Take away the vav. Vishadis leal chamishi soy and put it at the end. Put it to the end of Chamishi Sav. Have the Chamishi Sav, because now you have two Vavs. So don't read Chamishi Sav, you read Chamishi Sav. And that's how I know the din of you constantly have to add a Chaymish upon Chaymish upon Chaymish. Abagab the Hegish Ksiv, Vyasa Chamishis. Abagab the Chishakas lay the Vav, even if you take the Vav from Vyasaf and you throw it at the end of the Vishadis lay al Chamishis, Soif Sav, have the Chamishi Sav. And therefore you would not have a din of Chaymish upon Chaymish. So this is the Shaila. Frank Gemara, I don't even understand the Shaila that you're asking the Gabi the Hegdash. Remember the Gabi the Hegdash was talking about that he was Machal, the original house, onto the Moshel, a gold bar. And now on the 25,000 of the gold bar, not the 125, on the 25,000. He wants Machal, it says he has to add a Chaymish. Frank Gemara, the table in Gavel, a Hegdash Shaini. From Rabbi Shimon Levi, Hegdash Risha, Moisef Chaymish, Hegdash Shaini, a Moisef Chaymish. What does he mean by Hegdesheni? Hegdesheni means, why did you only talk about the 25? Why did you talk about the 100 of the 125? Meaning again, you had a house. You were Makdish the house. That's the Hegdesh Rishon. Now you machal that Hegdesh Rishon onto a gold bar. So the gold bar now is Hegdesh. That's the Hegdesheni. Now if I want to go and be machal that Hegdesheni, the 100 of the 125, so Rabbi Shimon Levi, no. Hegdesh Rishon Moisef Chaymish. Hegdesh Sheni, hey Moisef Chaymish. You're not Moisef Chaymish on the Hegdesh Sheni. So Malach, you're not Moisef Chaymish on the Hegdesh Sheni. Why should you have to be Moisef Chaymish on the Chaymish? After all, the whole Chaymish was not the original Kedusha. That's just a secondary, it's a derivative Kedusha. So, Frank the Gemara, if on Hegdesh Sheni you don't have to be Moisef Chaymish, certainly on the Chaymish you should not have to be Moisef Chaymish.
Again, please.
Sure, we start again. Person had a house, and that house was worth $100,000. He's makdish the house. So I have a shtick hegdish that's called hegdish rishon. But I don't want my house to be hegdish because I want to live in the house. The gizbar says, do you want to buy the house? Yes, I want to buy it back. How much is it worth on the market? $100,000. I'm willing to give $100,000. Says the gizbar, fine. But you have to be moist for chaymish. No problem. So what does he do? He transfers the hegdish from the house to gold bar. This gold bar is worth $125,000. Good. Now we want to be mechalal the gold bar. So initially the Gemara asked, forget it, let's put the 100,000 on the side. We're only going to be mechalal the choymish of the gold bar. How am I going to be mechalal? I'm going to be mechalal on money. Fine. Do you have to add now a 5,000 to the 25,000 because of the din of being moisef a choymish? That would be called a chaymish on chaymish. That was the Gemara Shaila. Torah says, the Yosef chamishis kesef erkecha. Do I take the vav and say, an additional chaymish, chaymish al chaymish? Or do I put a vav at the end of chamishis, just chamishi soy? I don't have to add the additional chaymish. That was the Gemara Shaila. Frank, the Gemara, why are you asking the Shaila Gabi the chaymish? Why don't you ask it the Gabi the hegdish sheni itself? In other words, the $100,000 of the $125,000 gold bar, I want to be mechalal that on kesef, on cash, so that now I'll be able to take this gold bar and sell it and buy it and use it, you know, in regular mischa. Because the gold bar is now hegdish. So why am I focusing on the $25,000? I should be focusing on the $100,000 of the $125,000. Says, well, that's not a shayla. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, the whole din of choymish is only on the hegdish rishon, on the house. but not on the gold bar. So if I want to now be mechal the 100 of the 125, I do not have to be moise of a chaymish. So says Yimar, Madach, I don't have to add the chaymish on the 100. I certainly shouldn't have to add the chaymish on the 25. As we've read Yimar. So Yimar, Nishkarayim. In one respect, the choymish, the 25,000 of this 125, is more hegdish than the 100. Why is that? Because this hegdish that I have in the gold bar, this is already the second generation. First generation was the house itself. I was machal of that onto the gold bar, so this is already a derivative. This is already a vlad, a toilda, right? The 100. Masha'enkin, there was no 25 previously that was kodesh. The new 25 that I was moisted, that's the first hegdish of the 25. I never had that before. I only had the house, which was 100. By making a chil of 125, the 100 is hegdishayni. But the 25, that's hegdish rishayni, because it wasn't connected something else, right? You had to add the surcharge, but this, therefore, this is the first hegdish, it's hegdish rishayni. So in that sense, it's more kodesh, if you will, than the other, the 100, because that was a derivative, that was the, this is a tolda, this is the av. So I'm going to repatriate a bit. Hachiyom Rava, choymish ketchiles hegdish dami. The choymish has a status like ketchiles hegdish. Now the question is, are you moisev a choymish on it or not? My havila. Omer of the gyumi mishmei da abaye, omer kreis is yosu chamishis kesucha erkecha ola vekongloi. Again, this is in the pasuk of hegdish. Pasuk Gimel, the Mamakdash Yigal es Beisoy, the Yosef Hamishis Kesef Erkcha Olav. Why did you simply say the Yosef Hamishis Olav, or Hamishisoy Olav? Which state the Kesef Erkcha Olav? What's the Erkcha? Makish Chumshel Kesef Erkcha, Makesef Erkoy, Moisef Chaymish, just like the original Kesef Erkcha in the house. You had to add the Chaymish, Av Kesef Chumshel Nami Moisef Chaymish. On the Chaymish, if you want to be mechal the choymish, you also have to add a choymish. So it's something very interesting. You started off in the house of 100. You mechal it on a gold bar of 125. If you want to now be mechal that 125, on the 100, says Rabbi Shimon Levi, you do not have to be moisev a choymish. Why not? Because it's only hegdesheni. But on the 25, you do have to add an extra choymish. Why? Because of the fact that choymish is considered to be like tchilas hegdish, like a hegdish rishoyin, and not like a hegdish shayni. Tisantisach. So now the Gemara explores this further. Gufa, Umr Bishim Levi, al hegdish isha moitzv choymish, al hegdish shayni, ain moitzv choymish. Now we're not talking about the choymish, we're just talking about the original hegdish rishoyin, you have to be moitzv choymish. On the hegdish shayni, that the 100 of the 125, you're not moitzv choymish. Umr Abba Maitam, Rabbi Shul, and maybe why? Because it says, the Pasim Omakra, im hamakdish yigal es beisoy, darshan imar hamakdish, v'loi hamakfis. Magdish means the original Hegdish, the secondary Hegdish, that means the gold bar, which is now the Hegdish Sheini, that's the Matfis, because you were Matfis Hegdish, and you transformed it. The word Matfis is like to transform, to transfer. You transfer the Hegdish from the original bias, you transfer it to the gold bar, the gold bar is now Matfis. It is now, it receives the Hegdish, but not because of being Magdish, but because it was the transferee of the hegdish. Or that's why you don't not moisef choymish on that the hegdish shayni. Tani tani kamid rablasa. Now we're going to start on this next shtickle, even though it really goes deep into the Amid Aleph. We're going to finish till the bottom of the Amid, but the discussion about this pasuk and the ramifications really goes further into the Amid Aleph. It's tani tani kamid rablasa. Viba behima hatmeya ufode be'er kecha. Bushtai to him pusik. What happens if a person is makdish lebedikabayis, a behemoth tmei, a horse, a donkey? Obviously, you can't bring this for a carbon because the behemoth tmei. But he's makdish and for purposes of lebedikabayis. The gizbar can use extra horses and extra chamoidim, and if he can't, he'll sell it, and somebody will buy it, and maybe the baal will buy it. So it says in the pasuk, "Behemoth hatmei, ufod be'erkecha, v'yasa chamishisi olav." Oh. You gotta go and be poyde bekecha the value, and you add the chaymish. It's darshining mar. That someone was makdish this donkey, this horse for the Berakah Bayis. Masha'enken, it's not a hegdish shiny. And Rashi points out that the Gemara on the, all the way in the bottom and onto the top of the Amud Aleph is going to say, why not? Why can't they talk about a case like we had before? The person was makdish lamushal his bias, and now he's been machal his bias onto a horse or onto a donkey or multiple horses and multiple donkeys. You can do that. So why do you say yuchad chilas a hegdish? It could be a hegdish sheni as well. Anyway, that's going to be tomorrow's Gemara. The kula shemayim. Berakah Bayis is totally shemayim in the sense that when you have any kodshim, like kodshim kalim, for instance, then the balim retain the right to go and eat from the shlomim, from the toide, from the masa. So it's not kula shemayim, even though you're bringing the ayman on the mizbeach, you do zrikas adam on the mizbeach. It's not kula shemayim, but Berakah Bayis is kula shemayim because the balim get no benefit whatsoever. Umayalimba, and there's a din of meila. In the Havad Minah, Rashi points out, we're talking about Me'ila Mamish, that if a person is moil behegdish, it doesn't have to be moil hegdish of a carbon, it can be moil and hegdish of Berakah Bayis. So just like Beimit Tmei has these three ingredients, it's chilas the hegdish, that means it's hegdish rishon, kulish and moil, all to Shemayim, Me'alimba, Avkot chilas, hegdish, kulish, Shemayim, Me'alimba. So Amalei Berlosa, Litan. Let's now understand this price that we just learned now. Like we said before, the kibin the islahu the balim the gavayu. Since the balim in kachim kalam have a chaylik, they have the lemush of the shlomim. They can eat the basar. So let's move meila. By kachim kalam, there's no dinner meila. It's only dinner meila on the aymer that go on the mizbeach. That's kulay the gavoya. The balim don't have any rights to it. Same thing the gabe hegdish Berakah Bayis. There's no dinner. There is a din of me'ila because the balim have no rights to the kachim, to the Berakah Bayis kachim. So nochmal, bishlam kul l'shamayim by hegdish on the behemah tmeya, which is Berakah Bayis. That's the mutay kachim kalam kim this l'ramayim less bumir el tchilas hegdish l'mutay mai. What does he start off by the first ingredient? Oh, just like behemah tmeya is miyucha tchilas hegdish. What does he mean l'mutay mai? Zukti Gemara, Tchilas Hegdish, who this by Me'ila? So if Hegdish, less by Me'ila. Are you telling me that only, right, remember, what did the Tana say, Kamadir Blazar? Just like Behemet Tmeya, is Me'yucha Tchilas Hegdish, the coolest Shemayim, and therefore Me'alimba, there's a din of Me'ila. So therefore now, Reb Blazar says to that Tana, the coolest Shemayim, I understand that's the Mutin Kachim Kal. Fine. Now you said the din of Tchilas Hegdish, the Mutin Mai. Does that mean to say Tchilas Hegdish, who this by Me'ila, Soif Hegdish, less by Me'ila? Is that what you're telling me? In other words, Soif Hegdish is what we called before Hegdish Sheni. Yet the Tchilas Hegdish that you were Makdish initially, a house. And now, once you're Makdish in the Berakah Bayis, if you live in that house, Shema Pruta, you're Moyer. And you have to bring a Korban, Asham Me'ilis. What happens now if you transfer the Kedusha from that original house to a gold bar? Are you telling me that if you have now Hanoah from that gold bar, that's way Me'ila? Havada, there's a din of Me'ila. The din of Me'ila doesn't only apply to Tchilas Hegdish, it applies to Hegdish Sheni and Hegdish Lishi. Anything which is Hegdish is a din of Me'ila. So Gemara dealing with the Inyan Choymishka Amris. Ah, although the Lashon of the Braise is the Me'alimba, he doesn't mean Me'alimba. He really means Choymish. Rabbi Shuben Levi. What do you mean by Shuben Levi? They're just like by Behemoth Tmei. Since it's Chilas Hegdish, what's it in my Chilas Hegdish? You have to go and pay a Choymish if you're being Mechalel, the original Hegdish. But what about if you're Mechal Hegdish Sheini? No din of adding a chaymish. Why not? Makdish v'loy matfis. Oh, maybe that's what the Bryce is coming to tell you, like Rabbi Shuma Levi. He's not talking about the Ilidians. He's talking about what you have to be moist of a chaymish. Amalei einachen en. Hachi komin en dozo b'chtake gemeit. That just like behemet tmeya, since it's chilas hegdish, you're moist of a chaymish. Anything which is hegdish reshoin, you have to be moist of a chaymish. But not by hegdish sheni. And this is what we said before. I'm Rav Ashi Ravina. Behemet Tmei b'tchilas hegdish isa. Sorry, hegdish leisa. Why can't you have that the behemet Tmei is being used as the hegdish sheni? The Metz Hashem. That's what the Gemara is going to address tomorrow. I want to wish.